And Libya was a hot topic in Congress last week. Several committees held hearings into the use of U.S. missiles and air power against Gaddafi's military. On this issue, President Obama has both supporters and detractors among both Democrats and Republicans. The issue also provokes different responses within the Tea Party. As NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports, the Libyan crisis is the first new military intervention by the U.S. since the Tea Party's emergence as a political force.
On economic and domestic policy, Republicans in Congress have overwhelmingly spoken with one voice, opposed to President Obama. But that's not so on Libya. Here's Senator John McCain of Arizona.
We did not seek this military operation in Libya, but we were right to intervene.
If anything, according to McCain, the president is being too timid in Libya. But that's not every Republican's view. Take Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
Some say, well, this is no big deal. The president should be able to fight war whenever he wants to fight war. I beg to differ, and our founding fathers beg to differ.
Meanwhile, over in the U.S. House, support comes from California Republican Dana Rohrabacher.
I have, from day one, given this administration fairly high marks on the way it's handled this crisis. I'm not like the Republicans who are just seeking a way to be critical of President Obama.
And criticism from Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. She was on the Today Show on NBC.
So based upon that criteria of humanitarian intervention, which apparently is the new Obama doctrine,
right,
that would be the basis for the United States to enter into one country after another. I don't think that's in the American interest for us to enter into one country after another.
Going back, Bachmann and Paul have been champions of the Tea Party, but their views do not speak for the movement, which has other hot-button issues at the moment. For many in the Tea Party, Libya is a question of balancing cost with national security. Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College says that's no surprise.
People in the Tea Party are probably going to be a lot more deferential to the Pentagon than they are to other agencies of government. Some of them are veterans. Many of them have great respect for the military. So they tend to see it in a different light from other programs.
This past week, several hundred Tea Party activists gathered near the Capitol here in Washington for a rally focused on spending. The topic of Libya was completely ignored. In the crowd, there was no love for President Obama, but when you asked about the intervention in Libya, the responses were diverse. Alan Davis is from Chillicothe, Ohio. He's suspicious of the policy, but also ambivalent.
I don't know. The world is much too confusing. This is bad, but it gets complicated. It'd be easy to, on some of that, to say, okay, we're going to start now. Alan, do we get involved in foreign things or not? We're already so doggone involved.
David Show is from Uniontown, Pennsylvania. He says he doesn't like the U.S. taking a back seat to NATO.
You know, it's great to have the other countries involved with it, but when it boils down to it, we are the country that's done the great things in the world. We are the leaders, you know, and that's a role we still have to have.
Then there was this from Ann Lewis of Alexandria, Virginia.
Whether it's a good idea or a bad idea isn't even relevant. The point is, we don't have the money.
And if the Tea Party has no one shared position on Libya now, that could change, especially if the mission drags on and the costs continue to escalate. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.